stiff arm to the 20, down to the 15, hold on to that ball. Quapla down inside the 15, and the Huskies are back in business.
Now they are in business, and the business has been good for Michigan Tech. Boy, oh boy. NCAA playoffs last year, and looking forward again, the Michigan Tech football team getting set to have a scrimmage tonight, and then the big home and season opener 1 week from Thursday. The summer is going fast for Coach Curley, but maybe not fast enough as he joins us on the phone right now. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great, Dirk.
How has your summer been, Coach?
It's gone. I mean, it was short but sweet, and we're back at it, and you know, can't wait till next Thursday night.
Pretty darn good weather for practice, but maybe a little hot to start things off in that first week of practice. How did the guys cope with that, and did you have to go easy on them?
Well, you know the weatherman. You know, one day he's got 85, and then he flipped his digits, and the next day it was 58. So, you know, we've had both ends. You know, we got first two or three days, we got some real, you know, humidity and hot, you know, in the mid-80s, and I think it got up to 90 once. And you need a few days of that, you know, just so you get the feel of going through the whole ball game, and, you know, the sweat and pushing forward and all those type of things.
You got the scrimmage tonight, Coach. Does this scrimmage under the lights mean a little bit more, knowing that your first game is going to be under the lights at Sherman Field?
Well, what we've done, Dirk, is we're going to go tonight. We went last night with a game situation practice where we went through, I think, 30 game situations that could happen to us in a game and how we would react and what we would do, you know, as far as, you know, taking safeties and, you know, your Hail Mary plays and defending Hail Marys and, you know, your punts and your fake punts and field goals and field goal blocks and all that stuff. And then we'll go tonight under the lights in a scrimmage, and then we're going to go right at game time at 6 o'clock on Sunday and Monday. So we'll get four practices for right at nighttime, because we're going to play here twice, you know, under the lights.
Coach, you've been through this preseason stuff many times. Does it change year to year on the feel for how the team responds during preseason, or are they a lot alike from year to year?
Well, each team's, you know, chemistry and identity, you know, is different, and, you know, some get played out. You know, last year, you know, that team did a great job of just playing week by week and never, you know, never got too far out of the box, never let any of the noise, you know, affect them. And, you know, the one thing that's happened now is, you know, our expectations are high. You know, this group, you know, most of them were part of last year's team, and they understand, you know, what it takes to win, and their aspirations and goals are very high. So, you know, now the one thing that they've got to do is put the work in, and, you know, and then play well enough that, you know, that the good results happen to you.
Talk a little bit about the backfield, Coach, and we've got some guys back there with some experience, but not a whole lot of starting experience, and Miller and Williams, and how about the other guys that are helping out back there?
Well, right now, you know, Kevin Miller was the backup last year to Charlie Leffingwell, and he's come into camp. He's got a little bit of a nagging injury right now. We've kept him on the shelf for a few days, and he and Johnny Williams have been running 1-2. Both Eric Kostreva and James Henderson are also, you know, fighting for playing time at that spot. Alex Sherbanow has done a great job for us at fullback. He's kind of taken over that role. And then, a quarterback. Right now, Brandon Cowie is in our one huddle, but we also like Isaiah Hackney and Jake Brown. So we've got three young people there that we feel we can, you know, win and compete with us in this league.
How about the offensive line? Obviously, that's a key for us. Has been. We've had, you know, good players up there. Seems like since I've been at Michigan Tech. I know Frank Ruwink's a big name up there for you. But who are some other guys that you expect to make a difference?
Well, you know, Frank's our returning all-conference player, and also Matt Mateer and Josh Konepke both started for us last year. Right now, we've got Joe View is penciled in as our center, and has had a real good spring and early fall camp. And then Kyle Schrober and Luke Schultz will kind of battle for that sixth spot. You know, we also expect Joey Wanneke will be our backup center. Jeremy Bell has come in as a youngster at a tackle. So right now, those probably, if you had to pencil them in, those would be our first eight. And then Ian Winkie, you know, returns at tight end, and Jake Kaczynski right now is his backup.
Well, you talk about Joe View and that center position, Coach. Is there ever some concerns about that? I mean, obviously that's a huge, very important position. That snap has to be there. That exchange is so important, especially when you're dealing with a quarterback that has not played a lot of quarterback going into this year.
Well, you know, the thing that's changed a little bit is so many people now are going to the shotgun, you know, the pistol, whatever, which we do, which, you know, exaggerates that snap. It's not, you know, just where he and the quarterback touch it. Now the ball's in the air, and if it's, you know, left or high or anything like that, then, of course, you know, 2,000 people see it and wondering what happened. But he's done a great job. I mean, we've worked hard with him. He's done a, we think a very good job. He's a guy that, you know, at center position, they're always going to put a guy right across from that nose guard to disrupt you and try to be a factor. And so far this fall, Joe's played very well.
Coach Curley from the Michigan Tech football team is with us. They do scrimmage tonight at Sherman Field, a free admission open to the public. You were talking a little bit about special teams, Coach. You don't do a whole lot of special teams during the spring game for obvious reasons. Is it kind of a concentrated crunch time for special teams this time of year?
Well, our punter's back, Dirk, Ryan Van Gotham, who, you know, we feel very good about. Both returners, you know, Johnny Williams was our lead kick returner, and Brett Gervais was our punt returner. They're all back. You know, we lost the two senior kickers. We recruited a couple people. Right now we've got a transfer from Denton, Texas. Josh King has come in and has looked very, very good. We're very pleased, with how he's looked. And right now he will probably handle those duties for us next Thursday.
How about the defense, Coach? Obviously, you got some big guys up the middle that have returned with, you know, Agan and Quapala and Hutchison's up there, and then Brett Gervais in the middle as well.
Well, we felt we were pretty good, you know, up the middle coming back. Both the two inside guys, Tanner Agan and Brandon Hutchison, are back, and you know, Kamen Berg Morales and Hilding Bodwine are backing them up right now, and they've both had good springs. Coppola and Paulie and Ben Talkin both return at linebacker, and then the two alleys, Brett Gervais and Nick Brajak, also return. So, we feel good there. Now, we lost those two ends. You know, they were good football players for us, but Garrett Ross, Cody Goldsworthy, Evan Mayer have been in a kind of a three-way rotation there. You know, Cody's the young man from Launch that sat last year out with a leg injury, and has come back, had a great spring, has had a very good fall camp. And then Derek Ferris will probably be our safety right now, backed up by Derek Single, and Derek will play a lot, in our nickel situations. And then Cedric Jones will probably be one of our corners. Whether he plays the boundary of the field will probably get determined by the progress of the other guys. I think he's going to play, so if somebody emerges at boundary corner, then he'll play field and vice versa.
I know we'll talk a lot more about Wayne State next week, Coach, but how much are you concentrating on the playing against their schemes going into a week from Thursday?
Well, right now, none. You know, tonight is our last night. You know, we'll go tonight in situations where we'll move the ball, we'll do some red zone stuff, some goal line, some third down, those type of things. And then tomorrow morning, we will, if you want to call it break camp, I guess, but we will then separate and put some people into our scout team situations. We will start looking at film tomorrow. We'll actually have a walkthrough simulated practice tomorrow morning for an hour and a half where we start introducing Wayne State. And that gives us, you know, Wednesday, and then we're going to have a Wayne State scrimmage against our scout team on Thursday, and then we'll still have an extra two practices as we get into their game week.
Well, it's very exciting. We hope everybody can show up tonight. It's fun to watch these scrimmages. Obviously it's not the same as a real game, but it really gives you an idea on what the team is working on and, what kind of team we can look forward to. And we can't wait. Huskies, of course, had a big close game last year against Wayne State coming up. 1 week from Thursday, they play them again, this time at home. And we want to make sure VIP four packs, you understand, they are on sale, they are available, and you're not going to get a better home schedule for Michigan
right.
Tech weather-wise than you are this season, Coach, and I don't know how you feel about that weather-wise, but I know the fans are going to love it.
Well, we think so. You know, four of the first five games are at home. You know, we've got four home games before the 10th of October. Two of them are night games, which, you know, always adds a little bit of, you know, excitement, anticipation, and, you know, so we feel that this is as good a home schedule for our fans as we've had since I've been here, probably.
Well, very good, Coach. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. We appreciate your time, and we can't wait to break down the whole Wayne State Michigan Tech matchup next week on Huskies Drive Time. Have fun tonight. Good luck the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
All right. That's Coach Curley here on Mix 93.